Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, I don't know if you saw this, but you know all the kids are going back to school, and they're starting their education. It's back again, and the kids are all plugged in. They're reporting. I don't know if you're gonna believe this. CBN's reporting that a young girl, 14 years old, her name is Thessalonica. That's her name. Thessalonica, spelled a little bit differently.
All right.
Arzu Embry. She's graduating from college at the age of 14.
Okay? What?
That means she entered college when she was, 11.
Oh, my
11 gosh. Years old. She's a believer, loves the Lord. And her mother found that her daughter had this exceptional gift and a real passion for a passion for learning while she was homeschooling her. She was just a young child.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother states, listen to this, that she started reading to her her college books. And she understood the material at age 6 and 8 years old.
Wow.
She read, think about it, Alana 6, read her college textbooks to her 6-year-old daughter, and she was able to understand it. And she realized that, man, there's something going on here with my daughter. So somehow they were able to enroll her in classes at the Lake County College, and
Did she skip high school?
They don't say. I don't know about
wow.
that. They don't say whether she skipped high school or maybe she took a GED placement exam. And, typically, if you could do something like that, and they show that certain students have aptitude, high.
She has scale.
She has a IQ of 199, and she says that she never felt overwhelmed by college level work. Now you got to understand, okay? I mean, statistics almost kicked me out of college. You know what I'm saying? I had math is not my subject. I had difficulty in college algebra. It was the one class I had to repeat in college.
Which one?
College algebra. Just wore me out, okay? And then you had to take two maths. Then I had to take a statistics by a professor that I could not even understand what in the world he was saying in English. I just couldn't understand him. Much less those two languages I was trying to decipher. What are you exactly saying? Okay, because I couldn't understand them, and I couldn't understand this math language, and I passed by the grace of God. But to hear that this 14-year-old child who was enrolled in college at the age of 11, think about that, at the age of 11, didn't have any difficulty, was not overwhelmed. Her mother states that they're believers. They love God. They're Christians. That their family begins the day each day with prayer and Bible study. They've always done that. And she said that basically her faith and her belief in the Lord has helped her through. And one of the scriptures that she loves to quote and just helps her to understand what's happened in her own personal life is Proverbs 28:5, and it says, "I thank God." Actually says that they that seek the Lord understand all things. Proverbs 28:5, they that seek the Lord understand all things.
Wow.
And she says that she's very thankful for that. And she graduated. Check this out. She's fixing to graduate. Did I just go Southern there? She's about to graduate with a GPA of 3.9.
Oh my goodness, 3.9.
Well, I couldn't even imagine.
I think I was 1.9.
Right.
3.9, guys. 3.9, and she's going to continue to get her master's degree in psychology and wants to help other people in life. And you think about that. To me, it's just utterly amazing the things that we can accomplish, the things that we can do. And I think about other gifted children, and I think about the young girl who, and I don't remember the name of the book, but the book about the little boy that went to heaven, it's escaping me right now, but he met this other young young girl, somehow they got connected because she had a gift to paint at a very young age. And her paintings are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous. She saw, my understanding is that she saw Jesus, and she was able to paint him. And the way that the boy, the little boy who went to heaven, who's a pastor's son, they wrote a little book. They wrote the father and the son. They were able to compile this book, and the father's going over and over with the son, like, "Hey, what did Jesus look like?" You know. Mm-hmm. And so they showed him pictures. It was just a small, young child. I think he was like under the age of 10, and so they're showing different pictures throughout. You know, and he said, "No, you know, doesn't look like that." And one day, I don't know where. That picture was that the boy said, "That's what he looks like. That's what he looks like." And it was this from this other Christian young girl, you know, who painted this beautiful picture. And actually, right now, the Family Christian Bookstore, I happen to see that same picture for sale. But it's an amazing thing. I mean, just the gifts and the talents, you know, that children and adults could have if we actually just it's amazing. I mean, really, it really is amazing. And they say that we don't use, our ability. We don't use our, you know, full grasp of our brain and what's available. But the book is called Heaven is for Real. And it's a great, great book. The full title is Heaven is for Real, A Little Boy's Astounding Story of His Trip to Heaven and Back. And his father is a minister in Nebraska. And it's just absolutely amazing. I highly recommend it. My son thoroughly enjoyed this book. And it's so good. But can you imagine? Having an IQ at the age of 14 of 199?
No.
And to be able to, you know, learn with that capacity. It just causes me to have great faith, not to get a college degree or nothing like that, but just to exercise my ability to understand and to learn, and not to put limits. So many times I think we put limits on our ability to learn something new. We put a cap on it and say, "Well, I can't do that," or "I'm old," or "My brain doesn't work as good." Why would we speak those things over our brain or even our bodies and those type of things? And speak that out when we should, you know, the Bible says that the memory of the righteous is blessed. A lot of people out here say, "Oh, my memory's bad."
Right.
Well, the scriptures say that the memory of the righteous is blessed. That's something that we should confess over and over again, our own mind and the word of God inside of us, and speak that out in faith. And so that we can achieve and do more things for the glory of God. But I think about this young girl, I'm thinking, wow, way to go. You know, way to go. It causes me to think, how often, you know, myself, or you look at society, we've dumbed everything down. So we've dumbed everything down. We say, "Oh, you can't possibly do that." Well, listen, this girl at 6 years old was reading college textbooks. She enrolled in college at the age of 11. I mean, not everyone's going to enroll in college at the age of 11, but it has been done. It is possible. Yeah. You know what I mean? So great, you can't pick up a college textbook. But maybe you can learn something else. There's something that you can believe God to do. And I just think about Thessalonica, and it encourages and stirs my faith to say, man, Lord, teach me. Teach me new things. Continue to be one, you know, be one that continues to grow and learn and step out of the box. It's important. It's important to trust God, to meditate on His word, and to believe Him for the it's all by faith. It's all by faith. And let God show you and open revelation to you, give you knowledge, and see what God wants you to do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.